Yeah, through figures obtained through my colleague Paddy McLaughlin in the Oireachtas, I got a breakdown of the visitor numbers for sites in Donegal, which the OPW does provide information gate. The likes of New Mills has some 3,258 visitors a year, with three tour guides employed from May to September. Donegal Castle will be the biggest of the ones that they do provide tour guides. It is tour guides all year, a minimum of two all year and five from March to September, and it has 55,000 visitors a year. But on that same year, there's 2017, those figures, Fáilte Ireland released the top 20 free visitors attractions in Ireland, with Greenan of Aile featuring 19th in that list, with over 104,000 visitors in the same year. So to me, it makes no sense that Greenan still is ignored in this way and doesn't get tour guides for such a hugely popular tourist attraction. There's so many people coming up there and don't get the full history, the full experience of what Greenan of Aile offers. And I'm delighted to see tour guides employed at other sites across the county, but to me it's just crazy that still Greenan doesn't have tour guides. And I continue to maintain that Greenan should be the top tourist attraction in Donegal, and we should be doing everything to continue to promote it, and it's just not happening.
But you have been in regular correspondence, I presume, with the department. What if they had to say their reason behind not having any tour guides on the site?
Yeah, just over a year ago, I organised a meeting with all the stakeholders in the local kind of Burt parish area, and the OPW came and addressed this, and they took on board to do a conservation management plan, but that still hasn't arrived. The people there stressed how important Greenan of Aile was to tourism in the area. I thought that really weren't reaching our potential, but to date, there hasn't been the positive response from the OPW that we would have expected or would have hoped for. Any of the initiatives or events that are organised in Greenan, which really show it off and bring people to the area, they're all organised by just volunteers from the local community. But the OPW, the custodians of the site, really aren't stepping up to the mark on this.